Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Councilmember Eugene Green. Happy Thanksgiving, Councilmember.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and to all of your listeners, Tommy.
Do you host or do you go to somebody else's house?
I actually host because my family members, who some of whom are dispersed to Texas, and they come into the city because it's also a big weekend. It's the Bayou Classic weekend, and so we kind of start Bayou Classic early. My sister, for example, earned her master's degree in social work from SUNO. My mother attended Southern, so we have connections. And so we enjoy it right here in the city, a whole long weekend.
Awesome. Let's talk about the budget. What have you gleaned from the budget hearing so far, and what is the budget likely to look like come December 1st?
Well, at the end of the day, it's going to be balanced. I want everybody to know that we have a special meeting, and we are required by law to have a balanced budget. We've identified certain revenue sources. I think that the public knows that the Sewage and Water Board agreed to pay $20 million of the $90-plus million that is owed. We've looked at other potential sources, some reserves that were held in place by certain organizations that we actually funded ourselves. There are a variety of revenue sources that have been looked at. And so at the end of the day, there'll be certainly some cuts that are needed. We're cutting out any vacant positions because they're included in the budget, even if they aren't filled. When you put in the budget at the beginning of the year, you budget $50,000 for a position. If it doesn't get filled, then that's an adjustment that you make at the end of the year. So now there's an expectation that those positions won't be filled. So that, again, frees up a budget item. So the most important thing I want the public to know is that we will have a budget come Monday, December the 1st, and we will be looking at our budgetary process more thoroughly throughout the entire year. We're going to be looking at every line item. If money is not supposed to be spent in a particular line item, or if it's overspent, there's going to be a need to come back to the council to discuss it. We can't let things go on a system of basically trusting that the line items are being spent correctly.
Are these positions that were funded by FEMA that are no longer funded by FEMA, or are you also talking about positions that are going to have to go that are currently funded by the city and always have been funded by the city?
Some positions are going to be funded by the city. We don't really have positions that were funded by long-term positions funded by the federal government. It's always an understanding, you know, but certainly we've had some cutbacks in federal revenues that are making us look at certain programs and determining that those programs can't continue. But sometimes those programs are based on us funding with federal monies, and at the end of the day, we've got to make those changes too. But I want the public to know, and this is the most important thing. I was just at an event yesterday, 25,000 people in the Ninth Ward for the 9-time Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Club Second Line, and there were members of the police department there in significant numbers. There were EMS vehicles needed. If they were needed, they were going to act. The bottom line is that public safety is our top concern. We're not going to have cutbacks in the nature of employees, staff, in the areas of public safety, because it's just so important in our city, which is such an active city.
So
by the way, Tommy, last year we had some significant incidents at that 9-time Social Aid and Pleasure Club Second Line, which was very, very uncommon. At the end of the day, yesterday, 25,000 people somewhere in the Night Ward enjoying that parade, no incidents.
Tell me about your thoughts on Border Patrol coming in and so forth.
Well, the bottom line is that they're federally not only funded, but according to laws. We just want there to be sensitivity. I mean, we send our police officers through 6 months of training, and they do on-the-job training. That includes working with people, understanding certain aspects of our city, yes, including the culture, a word which can't be really overemphasized enough. At the end of the day, they are operating now in Los Angeles and in Philadelphia and a lot of other places. We have special needs as a city. Communications is extremely important. We are providing resources to help people understand what their rights are and what the rules are. But we want to make sure that the federal government recognizes that this is different from National Guard persons in vehicles parked at certain places in the French Quarter to protect tourists during special events. We're talking about a citywide and region-wide operation that involves people coming into the city who aren't familiar even sometimes with the neighborhoods and the streets. We're asking for the maximum amount of sensitivity and communications so that we can share information with members of the public so that everyone can be safe. These operations are going to continue. They've already started. And in fact, they were in place much before I think the media talked about it, because we had a ICE operation, for example, in Gentilly some time ago. So it was clear that there were agents in the city. A lot of publicity has been given to the fact that additional agents are coming for this operation that involves many more officers and an intent to make many more arrests. So the bottom line is that there has been communications with the New Orleans Police Department. Multiple agencies, federal, state, and local, have had communications. We're just asking for the maximum amount of sensitivity and for our citizens to recognize that there are sources that can give you information that can help you.
Let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back with Councilmember Eugene Green, 851, 9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
8:57, 3 till 9, couple of minutes left with Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member. Council member, one question I had about these the immigration raids, and I think it's a fair one, is that they said, you know, the number that they're putting out there is 5,000 people. I don't know how they came around or came about 5,000 people. The Demographic Center told us this now, there might be 46,000 people that are here unlawfully. And I guess what I'm wondering is, what are they doing now, these people, and what happens if they disappear? Who does the jobs that they're doing? What does that mean locally?
Well, you brought up a new issue with me that I'm not familiar with. I'm just familiar with this Operation Swamp that involves potentially 5,000 arrests, but they're talking throughout the state of Louisiana. So When you talk about 46,000 people who are undocumented, I'm going to kind of leave that up to the federal authorities, because I don't have any numbers in that respect. I just have the numbers that we've been given, and sometimes we get it through the media. I just want to emphasize.
But I guess what I'm wondering is, and you're a smart man, that's why I wanted to pick your brain on this. Let's go with 5,000, all right? Well, are they sitting around right now, or are they working? If they're working right now, then what happens to the jobs that they're doing? And if the people that take those jobs then need more money, then do we all wind up paying more or having less done? You see what I'm saying?
Well, I think that any economist would tell you, if you have a economy that does include some labor that is going to be replaced, is potentially going to be replaced at a higher level. The bottom line is that employers are required to do certain checks, and if they find out that certain things haven't worked out a certain way, then they've got to make adjustments. And sometimes that does involve labor that is at a higher cost. But the bottom line is that I want you to know that it's happened already. In Gentilly, there was a raid on the Water Gardens project taking place on Mirabeau, and there were 15 arrests there. Those same workers haven't returned. Additional workers are in place, and employers will make adjustments. I just want to focus on the safety aspect and the fact that our law enforcement community is well trained to address issues in our community. There must be a focus on safety and accountability for those who are conducting the operations.
Thank you, Councilmember. We'll talk to you again. Have a happy Thanksgiving, you and your family. Have a great weekend, all right?
Thanksgiving to you and to everyone who is listening right now. Have a great and happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to Jason Williams, District Attorney, when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.